go ahead and call the public hearing to order, land use application variance for 18 David Avenue.
So, council members of the public, just to make you aware, I did receive comments from three surrounding neighbors that had no objection. Oh, Teresa, maybe you can chime in a little bit here, but you guys, if I'm correct, it is a 12 by 24 foot storage shed that you guys are looking to construct. And how far off the lot line will you guys be?
2 feet.
We'd be looking to grant a 3 foot variance?
2 feet.
2 feet off the lot
line?
Oh,
yeah, 3 feet. Sorry. Yeah.
Variance from the 5 foot setback.
Yes.
Also, any questions?
No.
Give the public a couple more minutes to weigh in and ask. So you're hearing no additional comments during the public hearing for the variance on David Avenue. I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing. Okay. Moved by Councilor Tracy, second by Councilor Poplar. Again, since we're on Zoom, we'll be doing the voice voting, even though we're not in different rooms. All in favor?
Okay.
Tracy,
aye.
All right.
Mayor Lund, aye. Passes. Okay. Close down and then start back up.
Roll right into it.
We'll go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting order at 7:05 for June 9th, 2020. All rise.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome everybody on Zoom. fun times that we're doing right now. This is kind of unfortunate how we have to transact city business, especially with the governor's supervisor. Move right in to the agenda review. Is there any additions, deletions, subtractions?
Mayor and Council, just one thing to add. It would be for the public hearing tonight to add the land use application for 18 David Avenue under Old City Business.
Further subtractions? Not I look for a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
And Tracy, I move to and as amended with the land use application.
Moved by Councilman Tracy, second by Councilman Buckentin to approve agenda as amended. All in favor?
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. Passes unanimously. For a motion then to approve the consent agenda.
Motion approve the consent agenda.
Councilman Tracy, second.
Moved by Councilman Buckentin to approve the consent agenda, second by Councilman Tracy. All in favor?
Yeah. Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. Passes unanimously. We'll go ahead and I know I went a little out of order, but we'll go back up. I don't know if anybody else on Zoom had anything that they would like to comment that's not already on the agenda.
Hi, Jeremy, it's Jenna. I cannot see the agenda, so I don't know when or if this would be a time to bring up my concerns or not.
Jenna, your concerns I do have under Old City Business.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, and I just want to check, did that get approved? It kept breaking up, so I couldn't tell.
Teresa, we'll be under Old City Business also. We'll be addressing your variance request.
Okay, thanks.
We'll move on then to the Hamburg Fire Department.
Morning, Council, Mayor. Start out with batteries for a floor scrubber. We did receive three different quotes from different locations, Ziegler Cat, Cottons of Burnsville, and Park West. Okay. As you can see, the price of the batteries varies significantly. Quest obviously has for the lead acid batteries as the cheapest. The thing with those batteries is they're usually the ones low masses on average. What we're looking to do is move up to a little higher quality battery, and Ziegler has the best price there for us. They're a sealed battery. What I'm seeking is approval to be able to go ahead and purchase those batteries so we can keep our floor scrubber running and available.
What question in regards to the Ziegler bid? Is there a reason why they're charging us sales tax?
Yeah, it is actually through kind of more discount because Jared McIntyre works there. We could work with them. That part of it. If we were to go with a regular price without doing employee type discount, it was
an additional $200 some.
Yeah. So he's getting us a better deal. We can have a look.
Any questions for the chief in regards to the batteries? Look for a motion to direct the department to move forward. Also, Chris, okay.
All right.
Moved by Councilman Tracy, seconded by Councilman Buckingham to move ahead with Ziegler Cap. Bid for the batteries of 1171.31. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Buckingham.
Aye.
Councilman Tracy.
Aye.
Councilman Popper. Aye.
Mayor Lund. Aye. All opposed? Passes unanimously.
Another thing I have on there is about the halls. If you remember back to the end of last year, I saw approval from you guys to look into either a municipal hall system from the fire department. And that was, I appreciate people going along with trying to work that over this and happen. It has been somewhat fortuitous for us. We just found out here at our last training that the old auto pulse threw an error code on the 1st of June, basically, 30th of May, that was unserviceable by, and therefore our old auto pulse died on us 5 months after. So we kind of lucked out. That we were able to get that into last year's and still remain with a my initial intention with having two of them was just not that we were done in parallel, you know, was not supposed to, and that they came a lot sooner than I thought it was going to happen. So I just wanted to thank you guys for working with us and that happened. Citizens are still protected with auto pulse. The other item I have there. So with the new water tower going in, we have had a hydrant placed close to the new water tower. That hydrant we are planning on using to be able to fill trucks, and especially tankers, if we do have a fire either within the city of Hamburg or in our coverage area, especially mutual aid trucks. To go along with that, rather than turning the hydrant on and off all the time, because the way a hydrant works, it drains its water underground, shut it off. And it will cause erosion down under where the piping is as it drains out the vertical portion of the hydrant. You see it dry. So if you turn it on, turn it back off, it drains all the water down, spreads it out into the dirt. If we do that for multiple trucks over and over again, eventually we're going to cause erosion. So what we did as a department was went out and looked for eight valley attached to. So it's turn it on and off. Leave the hydrant on. So we're only turning the hydrant on one time. It will save motion under that. And initially, I had it in this agenda because I found different places that were asking thousands for. Contacted our rep and asked if he could get us the valve. So I felt it was still good to bring it up with you guys and let you know that we're going to add this device. It's going to stay here in the station so that we can use it when we're here. Somewhere down the road, we may try and add another one because it is something too that will connect our large diameter if we bedroom on a mutual aid or somewhere else in town that we can just shut it off there, just in under without it. But at $130, I would We'll stay here in the hall. I haven't really looked into that. Most of the grants we get, we could probably talk to MBAC, something similar to that. They tend to be kind of most flexible on what we do. The other grants we tend to get are usually DNR grants. The DNR grant kind of tends itself towards wildland firefighting and communities. The other one that we generally have got is right now what we're trying to shoot for grants mostly is kind of fall right now into the line with what it is. And COVID stuff. With everything else for firefighters. So we've been searching also for those. Other than that, we've outfitted 2 out of our 5 rescue reserves with turnout gear. I just ordered a pair of boots for those. So now they're going to look on seeing us as firefighters. Then the business kind of as usual. Trying to get back into some trainings in terms of trying to fit that in. Their department's chugging right along. Haven't had any real significant this last 3-month period.
On then to old city business. Start off with the COVID-19 related items. We prepared this plan.
There, that's something if the city wanted to look at, if we wanted to draft our attorneys draft a preparedness plan for the city of Hamburg. And basically what it would be is look at minimizing our liabilities. I don't know how much you have right now. I think it's pretty minimal the way it is. I have checked with our insurance agent and with our agent with the League of Minnesota Cities Council. To me, it didn't seem like there was that much concern from our insurance company either. It's just something I wanted to put forward to the council, see if that's something you want to look into and pursue.
Council, any thoughts or questions in regards to preparedness plan? I know in my last mayor's meeting, a lot of the mayors were talking about the preparedness plan. They have a lot more things than we do. We have 2 full-time employees, we have a part-time employee, a health employee, and we only have outbuildings that we really have to worry about. Whereas Conio or Chaska or Aston, they've been running their crews on and off, 1 week off, some of them are doing, so they're all getting paid 40 no matter if they work the full week or not, or any week, any of the day at all. So I don't know how much we need to have the lawyers spend time and money on putting together unless someone really has a strong urge to do it.
I don't really think so either.
Mr. Poplar, I agree with those. to be done.
I mean, we're slowly starting to open things up now, and I hope that trend continues. You know, hopefully the curve is going the other way. You know, I looked at exposure. You know, really, what is the biggest probably exposure to employees? And then we talk about employees, and maybe Tamara can chime in. I don't see any issues. We try to maintain our distance and do those things. No rentals going on right now that creates that exposure from the outside. I mean, our exposure is pretty minimal.
I know we've been very staff, make sure that any decisions we're making as council, how they may impact you guys as well. We have a decision that's you guys aren't either. So I think what we're doing right now is, well, obviously this is a fluid situation. Altered courses. Unless, again, also has any other thoughts, we'll just table this for now. Move on then to utility billing.
Before we do that, Chris, do we want to just do the land use application?
Yeah, we can do that.
This is on the line here.
Yeah.
So basically, we'd be looking for a motion to grant a 3-foot variance to the side setbacks for an
grant the land use variance for a 3-foot side variance for 12x24 structure at 16 feet.
Councilman Poplar seconds.
Okay, Tracy moves for the variance. Councilman Poplar seconds. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Next, then we'll move on to utility billing, late fees, and liquor license. We have a resolution before us, 2020-10.
Basically, what I had kind of put together is a resolution that basically describes, due to the executive order, that our local bars and restaurants weren't allowed to be open and pretty much were prohibited from selling alcohol. In return, we would, in goodwill, prosperity, and success of our businesses, recommend looking at 3 months of reimbursing for liquor license. Basically would be $125 a month. You figure out they pay for it. And basically what we looked at, this started in March, April, May, June for roughly about 3 months, which would return fees of $375 to our local establishment.
Council, any questions? What we discussed this last time around?
No questions? Make a motion to approve resolution number 2020-10.
Councilman Tracy, second.
Moves to pass resolution number 2020-10. Second, any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Buckingham, aye.
All right.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passes unanimously. Move on then to water tower, water meter.
Okay, so just quick update. As we know, the water improvements and the looping has been completed for a while and running through the system. The painting of the tower was completed last week. One thing you'll note, we had originally made a change. We had one other little stripe down below, but in talking with the painter, engineers, everybody, felt we should leave it out. So I made the call, I hope I don't step on anybody's toes, to take it out, and plus at $400 a gallon, the paint, I felt it would take away from the way the tower looked, what we had in the original plans. I hope nobody had any objections, but I figured long run, it would also save us when it has to be repainted. at $400 a gallon. I mean, that serious paint. In talking with the paint guys, he doesn't guarantee, but he said we shouldn't have to do nothing for 20 years. That doesn't mean we shouldn't be doing nothing. We'll probably be looking at building up that paint job. Probably have to look at, make sure we have money set aside. So we'll have to factor that in. So in 20 years, there is there to do it. But for 20 years, we should be good on that. It's really only things left. They worked on the electrical. They got a few more electrical type things to do in there. And then just the final lift on Jacob Street, which will tie into the Jacob Street project, along with the parking lot. That'll all get done at the same time. I think we're getting closer and closer to being fully completed. We are looking, hopefully, to fill it mid-July and then run our tests. And to end of July, first week of August, be able to put it online.
What's that manhole cover? Why is that the road over there?
When they do the street.
Can we go back to utility billing? Because we didn't discuss that. In terms of late fees.
Yeah, I have nothing else on the water.
Nothing I've asked you to do. Final date. Yeah, a week or two heads up. So maybe we can invite those that help us get this project to come around. I'm not going to do it. I'm just kind of a photo off for
it. Yeah. Basically, when we put her online, then, right?
Yeah, we wouldn't want to do it on test day. Watch out. Would be the best photo op we're looking for.
And then just to add to that, I've been thinking too about the old water tower. So I haven't forgot about that. The engineers haven't either. Basically, what we're looking there is to get this project completed, get all the financing completed with it and closed out. The reimbursements and everything, then we'll work towards demo of the tower next year. And basically, as you'll see as we get into it later here, you know, the bids for street improvements, that came in substantially under the engineer's estimate. So one of the things I would look at is using that money to earmark for the demo of the tower next.
Okay, let's go back up then to utility and billing rate fees. Unless council has any other questions or comments. Okay. But we've waived through June,
right?
Or end of May.
Yeah.
Staff is looking to continue that project, or are we looking for the staff looking?
It's a tough call. I've seen it going out on listserv the last few days and mixed. I don't think we have run anything more than normal, really. I mean, you know, high percentage wise, anyways, of people that are late. Yeah, pretty close to about the same. One of the things I have seen discussed, that's the biggest one. There are a lot of us who aren't shutting people out.
Council, any thoughts on it? I know Governor's last executive order is opening things up a little bit more, but I did see a Facebook post coming up here today that one of the businesses in the area doesn't sound like inside and outside just because of the ability of staffing food and food costs. So they're still going to drive up.
Yeah.
I'm not in the restaurant industry, so I don't know how hard it is to ramp back up like that at half mass. I don't know how many people aren't able to. How quickly they're some. And maybe we can go get our massages. I don't know how. So can't play baseball at the field for some reason. What are the thoughts of that?
I think most people are unemployed. You're getting an extra $600. So, I mean, some of these, they're 6 months behind. That's getting really good.
Here's Councilman Buffington, I think, the unemployment part of it's getting the point of except the extra $600 plus. I think we've given substantial time for people to put their monies together and can't afford a water bill. I think that some other.
Councilman Tracy, anything to add or subtract to the conversation? No. Always wait. I guess it sounds like overall,
because you said it hasn't changed, has it?
No, I mean,
it's the same offenders.
It's the same people, and I guess with the 3 month break of not getting late fees, I would hope that would have helped them catch up.
Mm-hmm.
And several of them are not taking that opportunity. They're not still not receiving even any.
Yeah, because on the payments, some that are private.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Okay, then we'll move on to the city zoning ordinance. Meetings now, there are some highways to allow. App is not on the server. Information for us?
Yeah, so I only received a few responses, and the few responses I received is they do allow, a second project. But then again, that's other cities. I mean, I think we need best for Hamburg, so I think it's still kind of open discussion with council as to what, what their wishes would be. I know there is a permit in the works right now that has been issued where they will be adding a 800 square foot garage with an additional. And then I also know last year, if you recall, right on Robert there, approved for that too. Like I said last meeting, I'm just bringing it forth to council. It's an aesthetics thing, look, I'm just worried about, and then all of a sudden everybody's going to have two driveways, what that's going to look like.
Jeremy, is there anything that SCH can help us with in regards to the hard surface due to runoff? I remember just shortly after I moved here, so we were having issues with I&I, and we're having issues with capacity, and we had to upgrade some things to that nature. I mean, not to say that everybody's going to get driveway necessarily, but at what point in time do we hit that breaking point where what the improvements we've made no longer are sustainable for what we're trying to do? I think that might be a good answer to get.
Okay.
Too far down the road on this conversation.
Yeah, I'll check with our engineers, on potential overloading the stormwater.
Council, any thoughts? Direction or comments? On then. to the sanitary sewer service line illegal connection extension of debt.
This was something too we discussed last meeting. Basically, what we had decided that concept was we were going to wait to see the effects of COVID. Here again, in the same situation with water bills, and you know, here again, it's, you know, it's for inflow and infiltration into the system. People that have and only received one call from one person. I think there were three or four of them that needed to do the corrections by this fall. I know one is in the works of doing that. One other one's already been done. And one person has contacted us, you know, they've lost work due to COVID. They have gotten an estimate to do the work, but after seeing what it would cost them, they can't afford it. So they asked me to bring it forth to council if we would look at extending the deadline.
Also, any thoughts?
And the deadline.
No real date on it.
So that's cool.
Yeah, nice.
What's the deadline?
September. September of this year. Because with that, just to explain, so with that, if they don't complete it by then what is it, $100 a month would be the charge added to their utility billing for our ordinance?
I'm okay with life extension.
Right, I think there has to be an end.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you don't want it through December. I don't think that's any good. I mean, it'd probably be something, you know. If we would.
When does the frost come out again? Just a little
it's my direction for this particular one would to get the plan that they would that more like and then bring it back.
Okay.
I agree with that deadline date out there, kind of keep in mind that it's not everybody accountable, us included, when we do something like that. So I think that would be beneficial.
Seems okay, yeah.
Awesome. Anyway, so yeah, if they can give us a narrative in regards to not either asking extended.
Good.
And then we'll move on to hall flooring bids, new kitchen.
All last meeting, we were just verifying that we were getting apples to apples with all the bids. And so I had JT floor covering include all the items that we were, or answer all the questions we had at the last meeting in relation to the installation of the flooring. You look, they added that it is basically, you know, the same thickness, same wear leather, same commercial warranty. So basically the same flooring, and we'll be installing the new base, new and clean and prep floor for the plank and install transitions.
Folks, any questions?
I think it's pretty straightforward.
approving one of the proposals.
I make a motion to approve JT floor covering for $1,582.62.
Moved by Councilman Buckingham, seconded by Councilman Tracy to move forward with the bid from JT flooring covering solutions for $3,582.16. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Buckingham.
Councilman Butler, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Unanimous. Move on then to the public nuisance violations. This time we want to bring Jenna online.
Yeah, so I think we could have Jenna. As you can see, I do have a couple of the emails I've received and some of the pictures. Seen of the property, it's basically at 679 Park Avenue, the old car wash. So if Jenna, if you want to express your concerns at this time to the council.
Yes, thank you so much for your time. So we moved in a few months ago. When we moved in, we had a very well-kept backyard neighbor. Mike's doing, has been more than welcoming, super nice guy to us. And the apartments, we knew the apartments were a little bit run down and that didn't bother us. However, as we have been living there, more and more vehicles and trailers and 2x4s and sheet metal and just, if I'm being honest, junk is being collected behind the property. And I have always been the type of person that it is your property, do with what you want. I lived in Clone for 10 years and never once had to make a complaint. Except now there are sheet metal that has been flying through the air. I took some pictures and sent them. There is grass growing up along all the vehicles so that the mosquitoes are going crazy. There are bunnies coming in and out. Yes, I realize there's bunnies everywhere, but also snakes, so that's fun. And it's hard to keep the kids safe when there's also like things flying through the air. And now we have actually currently garbage on our lawn that has blown over. And so it's just one of those things where I know there's ordinances to stop this type of thing. And it's making the backyard, like, I hate to have my kids constantly, okay, you guys go in the front yard, it's windy, because, you know, you never know what's going to blow across. So it's just something that when we moved in, we didn't expect to be living the backyard to a junkyard, honestly, is what it's starting to look like. So the city's, I don't know, advice on what to do, or maybe the plan to get it under control would be, I guess, where I have a question about.
Jenna and council, as you are aware, we have sent out letters on this property and sent them letters. And I've inspected the site and also with the pictures you sent us. Thanks for sending us those, but it has gotten worse. So I think what we'll need to do, and council can direct staff here on this, but look at probably sending out another letter in order to get the nuisances corrected. Just one of my fears is usually what we do, Jenna, just to explain to you, is we typically send out a letter, give them an amount of time to get the item corrected. Kind of a friendly letter, and then if it's not done within that time, I bring it forth to the council to declare the property as a nuisance. Then the council then gives them a date to have it completed by. If the nuisance isn't corrected by that date, then it is sent off to the county, possible prosecution or fines for nuisance violations. My biggest concerns right now is I have a feeling that we will do our part to send out the letters, but I'm worried with the backlog at the courthouses and the effect of, you know, COVID's had on the courthouses, whether we'll get results. So it may really rely on the homeowners to adhere to and listen to our letters.
Has he been, I mean, I have no problem like weed whipping behind where he is. It's just at the same point, has any, like, I don't know, is he the type of, I don't know him personally. I've never met him. Is he the type of person like, hey, dude, this isn't acceptable? Or is that something that doesn't work, like a friendly conversation? I don't know him at all. So I guess that's my question. Has anyone even, like, has someone tried knocking on his door and talking to him?
Well, I believe they did attend a previous meeting and were made aware of the issue. And I believe in that meeting they were going to work with the city on the nuisance violations that we cited in the news, in the letter that we sent them. But obviously, we have yet to see any results. Like I said, I do believe, and council can chime in too, but we will do our part on sending the nuisance letters to try to get this up to our standards, even as that would be your standards also.
Hey, Jenna, this is welcome to town, first off. And secondly, yeah, the process is kind of twofold in regards that we send some letters out, and then it eventually, if nothing happens, it will get kicked up. With all that said, if you are wanting to go over and talk to the homeowner, I would recommend that take place as well, just as a concerned adjacent owner. My understanding is there, you know, you're not going to be treated roughly or anything to that nature. I'm not worried about that taking place. But maybe just having that concern addressed to them might help expedite the results that we're looking for with the letter that we'll be sending out to them. Like I said, as Jeremy had mentioned, fortunately the county's only on phase two of their opening things back up. So they're, not to say this would be a jury trial, but there are no jury trials going on at the county. They're just starting to open back up trials in front of judges. We want to be that place, but be rest assured we will do our process, and we do appreciate you bringing this forward. But if you want to walk over and talk to them, I don't see that as a bad gesture.
I also just thinking if they could see from your perspective, like come into your backyard, look towards their property so they can see what you're seeing.
I can definitely do that. I have no problem talking with him, so I would definitely do that. If I don't know him personally, so that I know he would at least be open to a conversation is enough for me, and I will definitely talk to him. So at least I know there's a letter going and I can talk to him, and all we can do is try. So.
And to add to that, Jenna, they have pulled a permit. So I would hope here within the month, they're re-roofing the car wash in the apartments there, is that would be completed, and a majority of at least the added materials that I see would be removed and taken care of.
Okay. Because I guess my thing is there would still be two trailers, two vehicles, two snowmobiles, lots of extra garbage. So I'm hoping the extra garbage would at least move. But I understand. I will. I'll talk to him, and I appreciate your guys' effort and time spent on the subject. And I know stuff like that isn't easy, so I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on then. Does council have any other thoughts? That was the only one.
That's the biggest one we need to address. Yes.
Let's move on then to steel coating for 2020.
Okay, so basically we're going to do seal coating, and one of the concerns I brought up to our engineers is because there's no all taking place, the activity may be a little limited on the parking lots if we seal coat that. My concern was is, you know, yeah, we can roll it, but nothing works better than, you know, all the cars on the parking lot and doing the work for us. So what our engineer talked about was doing a fog seal on in place. So I said I'd bring that forth to council before I put it out to bids if we want to add that into the bid or not. He said in this situation it would be, you know, a good idea to do that. There would be a little bit of an added cost with that. Was it, yeah, 40 to 50 cents per square.
Or could they bid it with them, though? Or just, I suppose, if they sell a home, that's your box, you know, how much
more. You just do that alone, like, I'm going to see.
Yeah.
So, I'm asking, what is it?
It's just a type of seal, from what I understand, that they put on the parking lot that helps contain, I don't know what it is, what the material is, but it helped maintain the rock stay in place. Normally you just put the oil down, put the, you know, your quarter rock, 1/4 granite down, and you know, you drive over and it kind of up the access. But this is, guys, I'm not an engineer, so I don't know. Just, they recommended a fog seal, so I went with it. And I did ask our local contractor about it, and they said it might be a good idea.
So you're just looking for direction to add that in as a
line item?
Yeah,
I don't think so, no. Unless there's any objection.
But, 2040 comprehensive plan. Resolution 2020-7. Are there any questions council had after reading it? Pretty straight.
Everything's approved. Formality.
Any questions? Otherwise, I look for a motion to approve the resolution. Moved by Councilman Tracy to approve resolution number 2020-11, seconded by Councilman Buckenstein. All in favor?
Councilman Buckenstein, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Upper aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Passes unanimously. On then to new city business, 2020 street improvement project.
So as you can see, Miller's and Sons here out of Hamburg was the lowest bid at $94,216.17. They talked earlier, the engineer's estimate was $152,112. So quite substantially lower. So that's, you know, $5,000 there, more than that even. And kind of one of the things, one, we'd look then to approve resolution 2020-12, awarding the bid to William Miller's and Sons. Then, as I've stated too, with that cost savings, just a suggestion, but or something to think of, you know, budget time of using that money to demo the tower.
Okay, council, before us is the resolution 2020-12. Staff has recommended the bid of $94,216.17 by William Miller and Sons to be awarded to. Further discussion, otherwise I look for a motion.
Councilman Buckenstein, I make a motion. Resolution number 2020-12.
Councilman Tracy, second.
Councilman Buckenstein moves to pass resolution number 2020-12. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Councilman Buckenstein, aye.
Councilman Tracy, Councilman Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed. Resolution 2020-12 passes. Next item on the docket, Grady's third edition. Any questions there anybody has for staff in regards to developers' agreements?
That have been in a separate way. But I've gone through it. I've gone through it with our attorney, and I think everything ironed out. It's been a long process, but everything worked out with Lois, her attorney, and with our.
Any questions? If not, I look for a motion to approve the
agreement. I'm sure you say move to approve the development agreement for Grady's third edition.
Councilman Buckingham, second.
Moved by Councilman Tracy, seconded by Councilman Buckingham to approve the proposed agreement for development. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Buckingham, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Popper, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? Passed. Preparedness plan for COVID. I think we already shelved that one. So
yeah, just doubled up on that.
Increased traffic on David Avenue.
I just said I would bring it forth to council. Ultimately, you know, with their concerns, ever since I've been here, they've talked about adding another outlet. You know, onto, you know, Park Avenue or County Road 50. It'd be nice. But it's a matter of that landowner selling the property to the city. And every time I've been told that it's a non-issue for them. So.
Any thoughts on it from the council? I mean, as of right now, it's where we are. Only with the one outlet. I don't know if there's ever been anything that's down from emergency services or anything along those lines that would force our hands to make sure there was an outlet.
Issue with
nice, but I mean, you can talk. You shouldn't
even think, so. Yeah, when's the last time?
The last time probably would have been like I think 2011, somewhere in there when we did the water main improvement. And I think really the last time we addressed it. I would think too that the traffic, now that a majority of the construction is done back there, that should go down too. Yeah, we definitely can reach out to see if.
That will answer all the questions. And it's kind of tell it, then yeah. There's nothing we can do.
Yeah. Right.
All right. I'll stop there and just see what the appetite is for someone. Park on fencing.
Okay, so I've had a proposal brought to me that they would be looking to on the south side. Of the pond looking to extend the fencing. And me and Greg are talking about this too. But I wanted to go with council if they had any objections if how the fencing goes around the pond. So how the pond is here, so it's like this. So this fencing here, they'd be looking to extend out where the bench is in the park and out to the existing that's there where the pitch used to be. And kind of open that area up for an area for the Greg had no objection. I went down there with Greg. We looked at it. I don't really have much objection to it. Greg would like to take that fence out anyways. It really serves the purpose. Bits are gone. You know, the tennis court's long gone. It's easier for them to mow everything. But they want me to bring it forth. It was brought to their attention that they thought it would be maybe nice to open that up a little bit, give the ducks a little more room, and maybe a little grassy area. So something to look at, maybe when you're in the park.
I apologize. If I was smart, I would have propped it up on the projector for you.
Did they give you a timeline?
No, they didn't. They just, they're throwing it out there. I don't even know if it's in the works or here.
I just.
Okay.
Like to see that. Like to do.
Yeah, I think the existing fence could be used. So it's just really the manual labor that come into play here.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Questions here?
I guess if there's going to be across the city and if staff doesn't feel like there's an issue with that space being taken in by the council.
Yeah.
Council doesn't have an objection. Just go ahead and work with the group that's wanting to do that.
Okay.
And then just keep up. When it's going to happen, so
okay.
You know, have an idea, start asking us questions. You know, I got the question earlier, and you opened the park down there. Didn't?
Should be done for that.
Yeah.
For 20 years.
Any other questions on that, or any other new business that anybody has?
Just one thing out. I want to bring up, you've probably seen in your emails, is all the data requests that have been coming in, which will most likely probably result in more hours of our deputy clerk, so we can handle these requests. So I just wanted to make you aware of that and let you know that if you increase hours from our deputy clerk, it's to help me aid in handling these data requests.
Who did you say you're going to want to talk about? Those were doing or just me or?
So, yeah, I'm more concerned here. The rentals. I don't think we have anything till July. If I remember right, July 19th is it? Oh, look at the date.
I think that's
from Scott. July 19th. And then as far as, you know, we don't have nothing till end of August for the big one. And I don't believe there's anything really going on in the park. There's some confusion. I'd like some clarification because really what is it now? 10 people inside, 25 outside, right? Then yeah. There's also the 25% capacity rule and concept. I've seen some people say, unless they're two, that doesn't apply to government. And I'm like, well, don't look good if we, you know, buy what some other things are. But it's so tough to make a decision because I just really wish some guidelines would come out on.
What's the load?
125.
There's no sign. Got a good map of those. Anyway, but that's where you can make your point.
All right, but what I'd like, is it 25%? Is it 50%? Is it 10 people inside? What, you know?
I mean, I would say definitely for now. Thoughts on this hall, this building, not be rent, not offered as a rental because there's well the offices and there's not a lot of outside windows like the big hall. At least you can open up the windows to get your airflow. I mean, part of what they talk about the spread of COVID is that there's not enough airflow and the droplets drop and then people things or air exchanges, none of that coming in. Where I could see maybe potentially the big hall, but then the park is, you know, it's our park is already open. why not allow me to congregate in the big world? Open up all those doors, you have plenty of wind flow. There's plenty of capacity there for people to spread themselves out, whether it's in that building or throughout that area.
What do we want to do with the July 19th rental? They reschedule.
That's for here.
I have some new.
Yeah, I mean, what's going to change?
Right.
I don't know. I hate to keep dragging people along, and it's frustrating. I mean, because even I have a daughter that graduated, and we just decided because of all this hoopla, and I don't know what one's going to be far left, far right on the subject, that we just decided to cancel it and do it next year when the smoke clears.
So then you're renting on a space. Kitchen, is that what they need? Possible that.
I mean, one of the things they brought up that they would like to do is for an hour, they wanted an hour window to have a drive. People that didn't want to get out of the vehicles or what, they could drive to the side of the building and go through and have their graduate greet them. Yeah, yeah. They'll probably be done this week. Yeah. Yeah, I have a feeling that Miller's will pay this week. Everything.
So with that said,
yeah, but then also then have the grad party for the ones that are comfortable coming. I mean, it's so hard. And I told him, I said, I don't see any objection there unless you're, I mean, I kind of talked to him about how you did the pork chop. That seemed to work really well. And how that will work. I said, they can do that as long as they're not back in traffic. They said, yeah. But yet I told him too, I said, you know, I can't guarantee anything because unless the governor changes restrictions.
I don't have it.
That'd be some kind of. That's on patios.
Yeah. 50 on Wednesday. Yeah.
I mean, what's the big difference between here and the restaurant?
Well, that's the frustration part, right? Even if they talk about ballrooms or wedding receptions and those type things, but.
So, what's the cost? I should know this.
Same.
And the reason they're issued here is because of the size.
Well, I would almost think if you chose here, it's weather related, I guess. I don't know for sure, but
it's still I'm,
you know, the kitchen and I don't know. Smaller venue. I don't know.
Yeah, my suggestion is to see if the park is firm. And, you know, obviously, they need a kitchen. Or even maybe, I don't know, big hall. I know it's a bigger expense, but what we're going through, at least there's airflow there, there's more room to go. Child can stand out on the step and they go on tire if they drive by. I just, even July 19th is here because of the lack of airflow. It concerns me until the governor decides to allow us to open it up more.
And that's what I was kind of thinking of the big hall. I mean, yeah, there's a big price, but I mean.
I'll touch base. Probably call them right after the meeting.
Spring. Yeah, I mean, I would stop if what just them what they're no reason we're making the change because of the direction of the governor kind of we're in right now. Normal last year at this time would be no big deal.
Yeah. And then not take any rentals on for here until next meeting and figure out. I don't know.
Say nothing for July right now or I mean, I hate doing this to people because sooner or later they're going to get, you know what I mean?
It's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, unless council objects, and based on the guidelines, the way I understand them from the governor, it sounds like at a minimum the park shelter could.
That, you know, I can just tell them and say, tell you about at council meeting we discussed, you know, due to the nature of the community center with offices and exposure and concerns that council is not renting a community center at the until further notice. I think that's almost what we have to say. Until further notice, and but you know, our apologies that we would offer the park.
Yes. So there's no kitchen
now. I mean, to point on that, if the wall was community hall, that might be because the reason you want to have this or the community hall most likely is because of that.
Kitchen rails.
So I guess I have to go back to and see if the park is not an option. If it's not, and they have the reason that we can talk about it. Have our second meeting in June well ahead of their new park.
The problem is it's sending out invitations. You know what I mean? That's the problem.
Okay. Anything else for new business? Councilman Buckingham.
I have
some Tracy
here.
Councilman.
Nothing here.
And hopefully everybody had a chance to read the council mayor's meeting. The only thing I don't want to bring up for necessarily for discussion, but as a thing, something to direct to at, maybe throw it out on listserv. At our last mayor's meeting on Friday, some of the mayors were bringing up, they've had some questions about CCTV ordinances. I don't think we've ever had any conversation around that. But I just wanted to see if staff would research and see what are having concerns about in that. I don't know. Go anywhere.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll check with other cities and I'll check with the league.
Okay. Otherwise, I have nothing further. If no one else has anything further, we'll look for a motion for adjourn.
Councilman Buckingham, I'm making a motion to adjourn.
Moved by Councilman Buckingham. Seconded by Councilman Tracy to adjourn the Hamburg City Council meeting of June 9th, 2020. All in favor?
Councilman Buckley, aye.
Councilman Tracy, aye.
Councilman Poplar, aye.
Mayor Lund, aye. All opposed? We are adjourned at 8:14.